CD 2, track 41.
I'm joined now by Antonia Forster, who works in the Bristol Ant Lab. I had absolutely no idea that we had such an exciting sounding place in Bristol. Tell us about the Ant Lab. What does it do?
Well, we work with one species of ant primarily called Temnothorax albopennis. It's a really small ant. So in the lab, we keep it in between glass slides, and mostly we study its behavior. We give it nest choice experiments. One person in our lab, Jamie, studies their fighting strategy. So there's all sorts of various things we look at, mostly their collective behaviours.
CD 2, track 42. 1.
Individually, ants aren't really capable of complicated thoughts or processes.
2.
So I really wanted to study how collectively they can be more than the sum of their parts, which is why I work with ants specifically.
3.
What we like to say is ants have a colony-level cognition.
4.
Individually, ants can do some things.
5.
They organise the brood within their nest, and they can do that even if there's only one ant.
6.
Their nest choice behaviours are, like, very democratic.
CD 2, track 43.
And, I have to ask you, why did you get into this in the first place? I mean, so it seems like, you know, you go to a party and people say, so what are you doing? So, well, I spend my time working with ants. It's kind of strange and odd. I think it's fantastic as well. But, why did you get into it?
Well, I actually had lectures from my supervisor, Nigel Franks, and his lectures were really great. And I got really interested in how individually ants aren't really capable of complicated thoughts or processes, but then as a colony they have these emergent behaviors that are really interesting and really like good robust decision making. So I really wanted to study how collectively they can be more than the sum of their parts, which is why I work with ants specifically.
Now, ants of course are really amazing creatures, aren't they? We sort of protect ourselves from them. I think we have a deep fear of ants. And also, we can learn a huge amount from them. Why do you think, and we're going to get onto some of the specific things, but why do you think they have fascinated us over so many years?
Well, firstly, there are a lot of different species of ants. So ant is a family, Fulmicidae, and it's not, there are tons of different species of ants, and they vary from, you know, enormous ants that are several centimetres long to really, really tiny ones. And also, there are so many of them. Ants actually outnumber humans 1,000,000 to 1. And in some places, like the rainforest, their biomass outweighs the biomass of all the other creatures put together 4 to 1. So the fact that they're so abundant makes them really interesting in a way. But also the fact that their behaviours are just so complicated. And it's not what you'd expect from a seemingly, you know, like, simple creature.
CD 2, track 44.
Ants are incredibly intelligent creatures, aren't they? So how do they... Tell us a little bit about their intelligence. Now, here's an important question. Do ants have an individual intelligence, or is it entirely a group thing?
Well, it's an interesting question. What we like to say is ants have a colony-level cognition. So cognition is the ability to sort of take in information from different sources and adapt it to novel information and apply that to a situation. So it's like problem-solving. Individually, ants can do some things, like they organize the brood within their nest, and they can do that even if there's only one ant. But their nest choice behaviors are like very democratic. So collectively, they're able to like vote for a nest and choose between a variety of nest qualities and things like that. So I would argue that no, individually, they don't really have cognition, but as a colony, they do.
Okay, and do you think, I mean, this may be out of your area altogether, but do you think that they offer us a way to do problem solving ourselves? Do you think ants can point the way to different ways of problem solving?
I think they really do. They have been used in that way already. That computers use something called an ant algorithm, and it's a sort of search strategy to find information among a plethora of other information. So we have used their behaviour in sort of ways you wouldn't expect already. I think they offer an insight into the human brain, because in the same way neurons in the human brain can't individually make decisions, but together collectively they form a brain. Ants are sort of like that. The colony's kind of like a giant brain.
Yes, you add them up and they do something that
is more than the sum of its parts.
More than the sum of its parts, yeah.
CD 2, track 45.
Ants have a very particular way, don't they, rather like bees and so on, a fascinating way of organising themselves. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so I think what you're referring to is eusociality. And what that means is there's only one breeder in the whole colony, that's the queen. And the queen lays all the eggs, and all of the other bees or ants in the colony are her daughters. And they help her lay more eggs rather than laying their own. And that's sort of hard to explain briefly, but it's a fact based on the way they divide. When they lay females, they're fertilized eggs. When they lay males, they're unfertilized. What that means is that the females are more closely related to each other than they would be to their own children. So rather than have children, it benefits them to have sisters. So they help their mother lay more eggs instead. So that's true of bees, ants, and some wasp species as well, and termites.
CD 2, track 46.
If there are people listening to this and they actually are thinking, well, I'm quite interested in bugs and I'd like to know more and I'd like to help out. Are there ways that you know or ideas that you have that people could take up?
There are a lot of different books about this. So there's one called The Superorganism, which is a bit of a technical book, but it's really interesting about how ants function as a colony. There's another famous book called The Ants, and there's a really good one about bees by Thomas Seeley called The Honeybee Democracy. So if you're interested in ant or bee behaviour, those are really good books I'd recommend. You can also find out a lot online by reading papers.
And the site of your group is called the Bristol Ant Lab.
Yeah. Yeah.
on the web. Antonio, we're delighted that you came in.
Thanks
very
much.
And wish you all the best with your research.
Thank you.